Good evening, Mayor and Council. Donald Harmon, Public Works. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank you. I know that we've discussed all of this before, and I was looking at the picture and the drawings that were provided to us. Do you have those that we can put up?
I believe we do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And could you explain to us again, because there may be people watching who don't have the background on why we decided to do this.
Absolutely. Just a brief background. This item first came before council back in October 2014 in a presentation by request on the city's existing gateway signage. Council directed staff to move forward with looking at opportunities to improve our gateway signage. We engaged a design consultant, PGAL, and moved forward with a new design for a gateway monument. We also reached out to TxDOT to make sure that we were going to be in compliance with all their rules and requirements. We brought the design back for City Council approval on July 9th of 2015 and got final approval and moved forward with completing the design. That has been accomplished. All the paperwork to meet the requirements of TxDOT, as well as the entire bid package, has been put together. So the action this evening, we'll get your approval, then it will move forward with TxDOT's approval, and then we'll be ready to bid the project. The rendering that you see on your screen is the conceptual rendering. It's very close to the actual design of the gateway sign. That sign will be located on the northwest quadrant of the interchange of State Highway 6 with University Drive. That's the side closest to the Olive Garden restaurant. So southbound traffic on State Highway 6 will be able to see that sign.
The way it's located, will it be visible for those exiting off of University?
It will likely be obstructed by the tree plantings.
This was part of my question. When it's curved there, so it's facing south?
It's facing north.
Okay, it's facing north. Those coming in, I see, and here's Olive Garden back off the, or that area back off the screen. So it's facing that part, okay.
Yes. So if you're south, coming from Bryan on State Highway 6, headed toward College Station is when you would see it. And it's right before the exit to Highway 30.
I would say the advantage of that spot is it's got some elevation, even if the people who have already exited, and they exited to get to University Drive way back there somewhere under our new system. They're already coming in College Station. It's really just a monument next to our city limits, because the city limits, I think, is that creek over there.
Yes. Right. That really
and it's got elevation. That's the other advantage, mm-hmm. I think, of that particular location. Rather than, you could move it back, but then they probably wouldn't want it that close to the road. So,
yes, sir.
I think your setback requirements and everything is, I still think it's in a great location for the first one.
Okay. As those trees grow, though, you mentioned obstruction. Aren't they going to pretty much make it so that you can't see it?
It's not in the sight triangle that we would see, but you would be obstructed as you exit for University Drive.
Not
prior.
From the bypass, but, if you're on the bypass.
But from 6, you'll be able to see it.
Absolutely.
Even as those trees mature.
Oh, yes.
Just
okay.
For a scale, that sign is 11 feet tall.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to.
But from the highway, it's visible.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. There's nothing right there.
What are the other planned spots for additional signs?
Part of this program was we would start this, and this was ideally the design template to be located in other areas. We wanted to go through the entire process with one, see what the cost came in as. Currently, we are funded for $150,000 for what we hope will be two signs. The cost estimate is around the $75,000 each mark, but we will bid this here in about 2 or 3 months, and we'll have the exact cost.
And then you'll decide on other locations?
We'll come back to council with our next proposal.
Okay.
TxDOT allows for all four points of the compass on in their right-of-way, utilizing municipal gateway monuments.
Okay. Mr. Harmon, is this anticipated to be done before football season?
We will certainly bid it during that time frame. The mobilization, we don't anticipate would cause any disruption with traffic, but I don't know that we'll be able to complete the project.
You have to know the mayor sort of promised on the radio that she sure hoped it would be.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said I was hoping that it would be.
She said hoping. Yeah. She didn't promise. She said she was sure hoping.
I think Mr. Harmon is now promising that it can be done.
He's promising to hope so, too.
One more question.
Yes.
What about the present sign? What will happen to the present sign?
I think that's something that we'll also bring back to council. We have some O&M costs associated. If you recall from that initial presentation, we have about six locations that are minor signage areas that we'll bring back and see which ones.
But for now, it'll just be left there. It won't disappear. Okay. Thank you.
But some have fallen into disrepair, and the ongoing costs could be used elsewhere.
Okay. Thank you.